So there's a sign there, but only up to a point. How do we know? Another way is through the fulfillment of the prophecies. But there again, only up to a point. Jesus does indeed fulfill a number of prophecies from Hebrew scripture. They're the prophecies that we read at Nine Lessons and Carols every year. But you do have to remember that it's a Christian selection of prophecies. It's been selected in the light of the experience of Christ. And they've been chosen because they do fit so well with Jesus. So to use them to determine who Jesus is slightly a circular argument. It's because Jesus is who he is that these prophecies are connected to him. Now, how do you know, how do I know that he is who he is? I think the answer lies elsewhere. In the experience of him, in lives that are transformed, that are changed, in situations and in people where we see Jesus at work, we sense his presence, we perceive him. It's much more like Simeon seeing the child and knowing that this is the Son, the promised one. This is the light to lighten the nations and the glory of God's people, Israel. Simeon intuits it. And we have opportunities to intuit it if we have our eyes open. I could give a number of instances from quite close to home, but I prefer not to. There have been moments when, here in St. John's Wood, where I've had an overwhelmingly strong sense of the reality of the presence of Jesus and of who he is. It happens when someone's in the last days of their life, for example, or it happens in some kind of encounter or event. I'll go a little bit further back to tell a story of the nearness and presence and recognition of Christ that's happened to me. It was when I was a student at theological college. I was doing a parish placement in a parish in Dulwich, and in the parish was a Lush house. I don't know if you've heard of Lush. Some of you probably have. It's a remarkable community founded by a French Roman Catholic called Jean Vanier shortly after the Second World War. And Jean Vanier's vision was that people who were, shall we say, differently abled would live together in community on terms of absolute equality as human beings. Now, this is long before the Disability Discrimination Act and what you might call kind of later 20th century perceptions of those who were differently able. When Jean Vanier did this, people who had learning difficulties or physical disabilities were often pushed very much to the margins of the social world. And his notion was that people of all different sorts of gifting and ability should live together in community in a house. Those who were able to sustain jobs in the secular world would sustain those. Those who couldn't work outside because of the degree of their learning difficulty, what in olden days one would call mental handicap or physical handicap, would work within the house. All would contribute, and all would live together on terms of absolute equality as human beings. Quite an extraordinary enterprise, demanding huge commitment from all the people involved in it. And in this house in Dulwich, there were about 9 or 10 people living, among them temporarily Jean Vanier's sister, Thérèse Vanier. It was quite an extraordinary place. I spent a long evening with them. And I carried away, and still carry with me, this overwhelming sense of the presence of Christ, of who he is in that place, in those lives, transformed by their mutual commitment. But it wasn't just their mutual commitment or Vanier's setup that made it. It was something else, something bigger, something beyond, something that I can only identify as Christ himself. How do we know who he is? Because of what he does. Because we see his work. You may feel that you don't often see his work. It may be that you don't look hard enough. We're told that the wise men were sent to seek diligently. We need to be diligent. It may be because the presence, the working, happens in the corners of our field of vision. I often think that when you try to look directly to find Jesus, you don't see him. And then he's in the corner of the field of vision, somewhere at the side, in the unexpected place. And perhaps only after the encounter has happened do you realize what the significance of it was. How did they know who he was? How was he manifest, epiphanized to them? Well, in all those various ways that the scriptural readings describe, today and next week and the week after. And how is he epiphanized to us? If we look somewhere, we will see. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.